baby.
On a rose on your bed. Ooh, I want to smell inside all of the food, yeah.
Oh, and you.
And now that your rose is in bloom, the night hit the moon on the head.
Oh, what it snows.
What a jam, dude.
Great jam, dude.
I'm so sure, Cat.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the 67th episode of I'm So Surecast. I'm your host, Tim Early, and I'm here with Tim Sullivan.
Good day, good day.
And how's everybody doing out there? Ha ha. Well, last week we had Ben Bunker on.
Yeah, we did.
And the levels were terrible, so now I tried to make the levels better, and hopefully they are.
Did you also self-critique that you didn't have a 1860 Southern drawl? Last week's?
Yeah,
I noticed
yeah.
that you're coming in hot with
sorry,
like,
I was trying
like a gung-ho hillbilly type.
Yeah, like a showy kind of hillbilly.
Yeah, you're literally doing the...
I was doing the thing with my arms, yeah.
The arm gestures like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, is that who does those?
Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ.
It's a great way to walk with purpose and also be jolly. You know what I mean?
He's got a point, folks. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Dogs have tails, so they let you know their emotions on the outside. And humans don't have that... appendage to let people know if they're happy or not from the outside. But if you're doing that kind of gesticulative swing to swing with the elbows pointed in each direction, people go, this guy's got shit to do, but he's in a good mood.
I feel like you go through word phases.
Oh?
Gesticular has been one of your words for the past few episodes.
Well, when it's apropos to the conversation, you know,
okay.
I'll use it.
All right.
Germaine, sorry.
Right. So I was on a podcast this week.
Oh, you want to plug it?
Yeah, I'll plug it. It's since I plugged our podcast on it like three fucking times.
Oh, what a ham.
So it's called Touchstone Showcase, and it is there's this attorney Jack O'Donohue. He does Donut Digest. I don't know if you're familiar.
I'm familiar. I follow
him. Also on that show. But yeah, he had us over at his place, and it was pretty swanky and very professional and fantastic.
So it was at his work office, right?
Yes.
He doesn't have like a home podcast setup, right?
No, it's very worky.
Nice.
Did
you feel like you're in like the lion's den, like this is where everything happens? Or did it just seem like a very neatly kept space with microphones?
Neatly kept space with microphones, I think.
Interesting.
Right.
Could have just said the latter. Saved yourself a lot of stuff.
Right. He's fucking absolutely correct, folks.
So how'd the podcast go? How long did it run for?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That was an accident.
Man.
It went for maybe 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
I should probably tell you guys that they didn't post the one I'm in yet. They'll probably do it like next week.
Oh, they posted the Jeff Borstel one.
Yeah, Jeff Borstel's and the other one and James Williamson and Pat Herman's.
That would actually be great if we could clip. I'm assuming Jeff inevitably laughed over the course of the 30-minute podcast.
I think he did. I think you're correct.
We'll have to get a clip of his guffaw for the soundboard.
Oh, God, that'd be fantastic.
You know what I mean? So what, you talked about all things real estate, or did you bounce around and talk about...
Mostly real estate related items with a little bit of tomfoolery mixed in, which is like a nice mix, a nice ratio, you know?
Did you talk about artificially inseminating cows?
We did, actually.
Oh, that topic's going around lately.
I know. What's up with that?
You know, one guy wins best actor, and next thing you know, everybody's talking about it.
Right.
But yeah, no, that's great. So the podcast is called Touchstone
Showcase.
Where? What's the etymology of that name?
Well, so his law. Well, I don't want to say law firm because it's a closing and title
his
company.
His practice.
Yeah, closing and title company is called Touchstone.
Ah, and he wants to showcase the people that he knows via podcast.
Wow, who told you that?
You know, sometimes there's a trail of breadcrumbs that I just tend to follow and figure out.
Unreal, dude, this guy.
Yeah,
unfreaking real. yeah, but that's about all I've got, so.
Yeah, that's about it.
Might as well wrap this up.
Yep. We'll be back next week. Do we have a guest?
Okay. So this episode was supposed to be Cooch.
Oh, that's right. But Cooch is so serious now.
Here's the thing.
By the way,
here's the thing. I had a conversation with Cooch. I know that if I have somebody in my phone's calendar as a podcast guest, that it was a pretty serious scheduling.
Right. It was, you know, the closest thing to being written in stone in 2020.
Right. I don't just throw you on my calendar or my phone.
No, you don't put anything tentative on your calendar.
Right. That means I discussed it with you. You
it's
confirmed this date would work for you. You would definitely be there. Then I put it in.
Yes.
The only two people to ever fuck us over like that is Cooch and Eric. That's correct.
And Cooch did it twice.
Cooch did it twice. But that's fine, Cooch. We get it. You're a busy man. You're all serious now and stuff.
He's all serious, dude. He's like he had the opposite trajectory of George Foreman. Like, instead of going deadly serious to super excited all the time, like George Foreman did, Cooch went from enthusiastically excited to very serious.
Yeah, he's just so serious.
Very.
Seriously.
It's crazy.
It really is.
I mean, he even left the party we were at over the weekend at like 10 o'clock.
Oh.
Oh, and also, that's why I can't do weed anymore.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because I took two rips in the kitchen at that party.
And lost your gosh darn mind.
Oh, it was so bad.
Dude,
bad.
What do you call the little center of your lip thing on the top right here?
Oh, that's a good question. Like, where kind of that little point?
Mine's twitching so bad. And
sometimes
has been this
happens.
Whole time.
That, I think that means you're stressed out.
It's driving me gosh darn crazy.
Because it's like a palsy. Because I get that, I'll get that on my eyelid.
Oh, I hate that.
And it will go on and off for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh.
And then it will just go away. But yeah, I've never had the top of the top lip twitch before.
It's terrible, I'm telling you. But yeah, we're supposed to have Darren Haw on, and I'm supposed to give him the dates, and I forgot. So I'm going to do that after this.
Ah.
But I'm guessing he'll be like February 18th or 25th.
Yes, yes. I ran into him at the library, and he penciled that in.
Was he rolling around a wheelbarrow?
No, he was wheeling around a wheelbarrow. So that's how I knew.
Okay, well.
I just ruined your joke.
You said library, and went down the road. Okay.
That's okay. That was my mistake. It was a good joke.
Right. It was a good joke,
folks, right?
and the hair is turned blonde in the sun.
I love when little kids sit on my lap. Oh, we got to get the soundboard clip so people don't just think it's me saying that.
Right, we will.
Did you watch the Oscars?
See, the thing about that is I don't have cable.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Oscars is like, you know when you see a movie that takes place in some dystopian feudal society and the rich people are just in love with themselves and they celebrate themselves all the time?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what the Oscars are like. But it's even more boring than what you'd think would be going on in a dystopia. The Oscars, and I've seen every film this year. Great, great year for films. The Oscars is the most pompous people in the world getting a microphone for 45 to 60 seconds.
How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
And it is torture.
Oh, and I love that you sent that clip of Elvis. Or was it Eric?
Oh, that was Eric.
But it's a clip of Elvis, and someone's like, what do you think about what's going on with the war right now? And he's like, listen, lady, I'm just an entertainer. I'm going to just have my opinions and not share them with people.
Exactly.
And that's how all these celebrities should be.
If the lighting guy at the Oscars went up to a microphone and said, here's my opinion on things, no one would care. But for some reason, a guy that gets paid millions of dollars to play make-believe is supposed to have some pedigree and you know, policy on the environment and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah. He's right, folks.
And you know what? I'm a big fan of Leo movie-wise, but for a guy that lives on a yacht and flies private, it's a little bit rich for him to lecture me about my carbon footprint.
Right.
And my 1,100-square-foot house and my Ford Fusion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's yatch, but that's...
Oh, that's right. I always forget that.
We'll talk about that another time.
But the yacht, you didn't miss much.
Right.
Although
right.
You should see Parasite. It's a great movie.
I do still want to see that. Real bad.
Every movie nominated was great. Is great.
Was or is?
Is.
Okay.
They were enjoyable to me when I watched them, but they are good.
Okay. That's
supposed to refer to art in the present tense. You know what I mean?
That's right. I forgot.
The Great Gatsby is a good book. You wouldn't say The Great Gatsby was a good book. But, you know.
But you already read it, right?
Yeah. I could say I liked The Great Gatsby. You wouldn't say, but you could also say I like. But the state of being a book is still true to this day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. I get it.
All right.
So the girl pissed me off
Moron!
Again.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this. You had
Dunkin'
an Instagram,
Donuts lady.
Right? Yeah, tell us about this.
Bro. So, you know, sometimes you say you're pissed off and you think maybe it was a fluke thing, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe I was just in a bad mood that day.
Well, can you take us to the original offense for the folks at home?
Right. So go through the Dunkin's drive-thru. We'll pedal back a little bit more than that. Usually I go through the Dunkin's drive-thru and there's this old woman. I would say she's 73.
So she's probably actually 53 because they age faster.
I don't know. I think she's like 73, but maybe. Okay. And she'll be like, hey, hon, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm good, Doris. How are you? And then, you know, gets a thing. Hey, yeah, hon, have a good day. I'm like, thanks, dear. And I drive off.
Okay. So that didn't bother you.
Fantastic. Felt loved.
Yes.
Turned into butter in the palm of this lady's hand.
Because it has that maternal kind of affection.
She's just caring for me, making sure I'm having a good day. She's treating me as if I were her own. Okay. Which is great.
Sure.
From the lady that gives me my $2 coffee. That's what I want. Then, you know, you go through again the next time, and you get up to the window, and it's like a 17-year-old girl with bright orange hair, the orange eyeshadow, the winged eyeliner, two of the nylon chokers.
Like the girl from Paramore?
To some degree, yes.
But not as hot.
Right. That's a big part of it. Also, age difference is a factor here. But she's 17. She goes, that'll be, you know, 296, hon. I'm like, do you not feel weird calling me fucking hon right now? So then I give her the money. She's like, here you go, hon. Have a nice day, hon. I'm like, what the fuck?
So that really ground your gears.
It makes me so angry.
So what if she said that, like, using those pet names to an 85-year-old man? Would you give her a pass?
Oh, that's a good freaking question, dude.
Because, like, I feel like the older we get, we kind of revert back into, like, an infantile state.
While I think that's a good point, I think that me as an old man, if I'm 80 and the 17-year-old is calling me hon, I'd be like, that's sir to you, okay? Mm. I didn't fight in a world war for you to call me hon.
Are you at sir yet, or are you just, like, would you want her to call you sir now?
Sir now would be great.
Okay. Yeah, I like sir, actually.
I would love sir.
Yeah.
But I just think somebody who's 12 years younger than me should not be calling me hon.
Mm.
I'm not going to call her hon. That'd be fucking weird.
Right. It's creepy when guys do. Women hate it when you go like, oh, sweetheart, can you bring the bill?
Right. That asshole on table fucking 12 called me sweetheart.
But if a girl says to a waiter, oh, honey, can you bring the bill? It's not as bad.
Right. Yeah. So if you're like an endearing, you know, 50-plus-year-old, you can call me hon all you want.
Mm.
But if you're 17...
If they're old enough to be your mother, is that a good rule of thumb?
A little bit, because that can still get a little gray, because still I'm... Yeah. I might lower the threshold. Let's say 45, you can call me hon.
But what if you're 42?
Then it's weird again.
This is why the mother measurement works best.
All right, so we'll set an age...
A young aunt.
Let's set an age gap requirement.
Okay, so age times 2 plus 15.
Age times 2 plus 15, that's...
That's actually way too old.
That's way too old. Let's do age plus 30 is the minimum requirement.
Yeah, that's fair. Although...
I'll accept 25.
Yeah, okay.
Age plus 25.
All right.
How's that?
Sounds good.
All right, so, you know, everyone keep your eyes and ears open out there if somebody breaks the rule.
Maybe age times 1.5, because... The 25 to 30-year-old gap isn't going to make sense if you're 70 years old. You're not going to get coffee served by a 100-year-old woman.
Okay. So what would this mean for like a 10-year-old? That would mean that they're 25 is what can call them, hon?
15.
Oh, wait. What? I'm that dumb?
Because it's 1.5. Or do you think we should make it 2.5?
Fuck.
I think a 15-year-old girl could call me hum when I'm 10. I'd like that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll accept it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you're 30, because the 1.5 works because you're 30 or about to be, so that would make the 45-year-old
right
equivalent,
which is acceptable for my is yeah.
All right. So age times 1.5 in order to pass the honey test.
You heard it here first.
This just in: the minimum age difference requirement for calling someone hun is 1.5.
Yes, yes, good stuff.
Coefficient? Do you say coefficient?
Or
did I just throw that in because I thought like it meant something that it doesn't mean?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why you went with coefficient. Did you actually say that?
Just now, yeah, I just said it.
Okay.
But
yeah, odd choice, but nevertheless. So, was that the peak of your anger was when the 17-year-old called you hun?
I was pretty fucking angry, and I could tell that...
That she knew you were angry?
There was, like, a... Because, like, I hesitated, like, handing her the money, because she called me hun, and I kind of, like, looked into her eyes, and I was like, you fucking serious?
Damn it.
And then was like, oh, fuck, I'm staring, and then gave her the thing. But then she still proceeded to do it two more times, so...
Yeah, because it does come off as phony.
It comes off as phony, and I don't know, is it disrespectful? Is it not disrespectful? But I can tell that the old lady trained her.
Well, being phony is disrespectful to the recipient's intelligence.
Oh, he's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
By definition, if you're phony, you're presuming that I'm going to buy your bullshit. So it is offensive.
Okay. He's right. Yep.
It insults your intelligence.
Yeah, my intelligence is...
Is insulted.
Right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it is weird, man, but there were like these weird exceptions. But again, I think the 1.5 rule holds up because when I used to go to the 114 Dunkin's in Lawrence.
Right, I'm listening.
There'd be like 30-year-old girls that would call me hun, and I loved it. And now that I look back, I was actually 20 at the time. So the 1.5 threshold is perfect. I think it's actually like a flawless, not since Pythagoras has math bestowed such a perfect equation. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Oh, my God.
We should call it the Honey Theorem.
Okay. And that's the name of the podcast episode.
So that's a thing for our viewers. Hopefully someone's listening to this on their way to work right before they stop for coffee. If you get called hun, sweetheart, any of the Stations of the Cross of pet names.
Call Dunkin' Donuts corporate.
Make an ocular assessment and see if they pass the 1.5 test. Because if you liked it, if you're flattered by it, they likely do. If you're angered and offended by it, they likely don't. So I think this works.
Somebody calls you hun, you're like, do you have your driver's license on you? Can I just look at it real quick?
And you go, all right, well, 1.5. Yep. Yeah, all right, thanks.
You take it on a calculator and then hand the driver's back. Driver's license back. Thanks, have a good one.
Oh, man. I like it.
And I did the question thing on Instagram, and like something like 80-something percent said I'm not insane for being angry about this. So
yeah, I actually took a test, I believe.
So the honey, what is it? The honey theorem? It stands.
The honey theorem, yeah. No, I like it. I mean, it makes sense because it's the same. It's not quite the same as with girls being called honey by an older man, but a guy being called honey by a younger woman?
Right.
That's where I draw the line.
Well, I think the... I think for man saying it to woman, it's like...
It's like a patronizing...
It's way... The gap is way bigger. Like, you're going to have to be a 95-year-old man...
Yes.
...calling, like, a 23-year-old girl, huh?
Yeah, I think for women...
Or deer, or man, something.
The equation for women has to be their age times 0 plus 97.
Right. There has to be absolutely no chance in hell that you would ever sleep with this girl. That's what makes it okay.
Yes, it needs to be completely platonic.
Because, like, if he's 97, he's like, thank you, dear. She's like,
he's not sexually threatening.
Right, he's so cute because he's so much older than me, so.
What about a gay dude if he called you honey? Is it still 1.5, or is it because there's nothing sexually threatening?
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
I think for a gay dude, we could go as low as your age or more.
I honestly was going to say, I don't think that would bother me as much as a 17-year-old girl calling me hon.
Right. I think if a 30-year-old gay dude called me hon, I'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, like I don't even...
I think it's just whatever your age is. If it's a ballpark of 12 to 18 months, I think he's good.
Right. If I'm like, man, the drinks
here... But like if a 22-year-old gay kid called me honey, I'd be like, dude, I'm way older than you. Like, what are you doing?
That's valid. I think that's valid.
So
yeah,
I think the cutoff should be no less than 6 months your age.
Right, dude.
All right, this is good stuff. So for girls or women, it's your age times 1.5.
Right.
For gay dudes, it's just your age above.
Yep.
And then for women, it's their age times 0 plus 86.
Okay. So no matter what, it's
86. No one younger than 86.
Gotcha. Okay. That works. Yep. All right, dude. We're fucking getting somewhere now.
I think we're
making progress.
I think we're on to something. This is why we do this, folks.
Yeah. You think we're doing this for us? We're doing this for you.
Yeah.
You think I like doing math?
I'm going to stop at a drive-thru tomorrow and get a coffee and see who passes the test.
Oh, dude, and I went down the spiral. I was fucking spiraling out of control.
What do you think of when a girl refers to you as, like, dude or bro?
Don't like it. Like, do not like
but
it.
But, like, whether it's ironic or unironic, you're against it.
If it's ironic, then, I mean, I'm not going to get mad. You're you know, improving a joke. That's fine. But I don't know, like usually there's like the girl that's like kind of tough that like, you know, she like smacks, she like claps when she gets mad. She's like, I told that bitch to shut the fuck up. Like that shit.
Oh.
That's who calls you dude or bro.
I loathe that.
And I don't like that.
I loathe any clapping.
Yeah, never clap unless you're watching a show and you're glad that.
Who was that annoying moon bat that was like the one that was like, I can't clap. The one's like, you do not get to speak on this or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. That gets my blood pressure up watching that. But no, but like, all right, say you're going out to Saco, Maine.
Oh, right, right, right.
And you got four people in the car and you place an order at Dunkin's in the drive-thru and then you get up and a girl's like, all right, I got a bacon, egg, and cheese. I got two donuts. And then what was the third order, bro? That would probably annoy you, right?
Yes, I wouldn't.
Because that's not her being ironic. That's her being sincere,
yeah.
In which case it's terrible.
I guess I wouldn't get like mad about it, but I'd like make a mental note like I didn't like that a little bit.
Mm.
But I'm not going to like even hesitate to respond. I'm not going to be like blackout angry like I was in the drive-thru.
Okay.
It's apples and oranges.
Mm. Yeah, we should make a rule book with this.
That's what we need to do is establish a rule book.
Be interesting.
It would, wouldn't it?
Because I don't, on the surface, I don't mind pet names because I think, you know, we live in a world now where a little affection could do us some good.
Right,
you know what I
mean? Yeah.
The problem, like you said, is in this scenario, it's not affection, it's just regurgitated terms that people are using blanketly. So they're actually assaulting the very value of these terms.
Right. That's
because by
correct.
you're reducing the nice term honey to just basically mean sir. And that's something I don't like.
Yeah, but sir has so much more respect in it than hun.
Yeah, but at the same time, if some guy was shitting on the sidewalk, I would say, sir, you can't do that. So I don't actually respect that guy.
Hun, can you stop shitting on the sidewalk?
yeah. So sir can be used in kind of a casual way. But yeah, if you're a patron of a business and they call you sir, that's nice.
Okay, right.
But if the old lady called you sir instead of honey, it wouldn't have had the same effect.
They used to call him Gordo the Weirdo.
Right.
Like, what if the 72-year-old lady was like, here you go, sir. It would feel cold and callous and impersonal.
It would. It honestly would.
So maybe the rules with sir should be, what should the age of sir be?
Jesus.
I'd say for an older woman to call you sir, there'd have to be an age gap of no more than...
Like 10...
Yeah, 10, 15 years.
15 years.
So for an old woman to call you sir, you would have to be her age... you'd have to be... Yeah, let's just call it within 10 years of her age.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right, that's fine. I like that.
Because if I was like a 65-year-old guy and I'm drooling my soup on my napkin.
Right.
And an 80-year-old woman came by and she would be like, are you okay, hon? You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if a 62-year-old woman came up to me, I'd want her to call me sir while cleaning up my drool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's drooling soup and he just goes, the fuck did you just call me?
Yeah, I'm offended at her impropriety.
Yeah.
While spilling out my drool soup.
Good Lord.
All right, that's good stuff.
But dude, that fucking... Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry. That podcast that I was on.
Oh, right.
First of all, if you go to www.imsosurecast.com, you can check out our merch and you can purchase our merch, okay?
We've had a good run with merch so far.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why people stopped buying it, though. Aren't people just supposed to keep buying it all the time?
Yeah, I think so.
Buy it.
We should have made the shirt self-destruct after 2 weeks.
Oh, fucking genius. God damn it. But that for Jax, right? So it was me, Ryan Schrunder, James Williamson, Pat Hermans, and Jeff Borstel, and of course Jack.
It's Herman or Hermans?
I think it's Hermans, but I could be wrong. Mm. Pat, I'm sorry if I fucked it up, okay? But there was... I was about to say six. That's not six. That's five. That's five people, correct?
Yes.
Math. So three of us sat at the bar while the other three did their shit, then other three sat at the bar. So I ended up getting toasty, dude.
Sure.
And then we hung out at the bar after getting toastier. And then Pat ended up meeting some young lady.
Oh.
Striking up conversation. Jack ordered some more fancy food. And listen, the food, I'm sure, I know it is fantastic. But sometimes you're not in the mood for, like, beef carpaccio.
Right, you want, like, a burger and fries.
And, like, truffle gnocchis.
Yeah.
And like fried clams.
The drunker I get, the less civilized my appetite becomes.
Right. So I kept like whispering in Jeff's ear, let's get tacos. And then I'd say it to
Bueno Mala?
Close. I did want to go to Bueno Mala. Yes. And some dude, I don't know what the fuck it is, but that Casablanca in is that Andover or North Andover? Because I always fuck this up. It's Andover. That's what I thought. But I just want to make sure because I always fuck it up and whatever. But is way better than every other Casablanca ever.
Oh, yeah. Most Casablancas are not good, but the Andover one's good.
It's like fantastic.
Actually, I don't mind the North Andover one, actually.
Never been.
The one across the street from Butcher Boy? You never went there?
Never been.
Interesting.
But
the Haverhill one's not good.
Right. That's correct. That's what it was. But yeah, you met some young lady, and then I was like, all right, boys, let's go get some tacos. And then she came too.
Ah.
Right. So
did they have sex, you think?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
How old would you say she was?
You're
like, well, she was calling him a hun, and he didn't mind it. So
28. I think she told us her age, and I just don't know it.
Huh.
I know.
How would you describe her?
Short. Brunette.
Petite or short and just short?
Petite. Okay. I think petite's fair. I know she makes $115,000 before taxes.
Oh, good. She went over that.
She did, yeah. And I came out of the bathroom after and caught them smooching. And he went, oh, I thought you left. I was like, nope, didn't. Well, see you later. So I don't know. I don't know, Pat, what happened?
Well, see you later.
So they hit it off.
Right, yes.
How did she get to discuss her salary?
Well, so James and Pat have this idea of how to run a real estate brokerage where instead of you know, just like not being paid anything other than commission, your broker pays you like a salary and commission. So we were like debating why that would fail miserably. And then she chimed in with her business and how it's structured and stuff like that.
What did she do?
Don't know. Don't really
You're
know.
Like escort.
Right. No, I actually have no idea.
Interesting.
She was on the other end of the table, so I didn't really...
Oh, you had a table. You weren't just actually sitting at the bar.
We were in a booth.
Mm.
Because this was at the taco place.
Okay.
We left the bar to go get tacos.
Okay, gotcha.
And Jeff got a taco bowl.
What a
And he
pussy.
Said he said no cheese, and they put like cheese all over it. And he said, fuck it, and he just ate it.
Dude, that's my one problem with Mexican, is that...
What's your problem with Mexicans, dude?
Well, I can go into that later, but the thing is that I know what, like, I love Mexican, love it, but it's very cheese oriented. So I really
very cheese oriented.
I can really only eat like a seventh of the menu.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
So that's what's tough for me because I hate sour cream. I hate cheese. And
it's a strong word.
Pretty much everything has sour cream and cheese. That's why I always get the fajitas or the tacos. I can deal with a little bit of like melted cheddar. That's fine.
Right.
It's like that
white sauce.
If cheese is white,
yeah, you don't want
it. I fucking hate it. Like the idea of white pizza to me is appalling.
Right. You prefer the orange pizza.
I really do. If it's not orange or darker, I don't like it.
I was kind of kidding. Is there really orange pizza?
No, but like, you know.
Oh, you mean like kind of like cooked cheese gets brown? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Because I'll tell you at the Chateau whenever I get a.
Chateau is orange, kind of.
Well, here's the thing.
Oh?
I'm about to like disagree with you and shit.
Oh, come on.
But I'll get the chicken parm, or even worse, the French onion soup.
Ooh.
If you get a French onion soup there, they lay a piece of cheese on top of it. I'm assuming it's like provolone maybe or something.
Mm.
And they barely fucking melt the thing.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like a raw piece of cheese.
Yeah, I hate that.
Disgusting. And then my tummy feels grumblies later and I don't feel good.
Mm.
You got to burn the fuck out of the cheese if you're making me French onion soup,
you
okay?
You really do.
And if you don't, I don't fucking want it.
You're 100% right, but that's what I'm saying. Like people, oh, so there's, I went last week, right? I don't know why. Oh, because it was Friday. I had a work outing and I wasn't going to get lunch. I was just going to skip it and then go to the outing. But then I was like, fuck, I'm going to be drinking at the outing.
Right.
I get a base laid down.
Right.
So
yep.
I don't get cocked too fast.
Yes.
So I didn't want to leave the building. So I'm like, I'm going to go down to the cafeteria downstairs. And here's the thing, dude.
Okay. Yep.
So I see BLT. And I'm like, oh, I hear a guy order BLT. It's like, oh, this sounds great. And then I go up and the menu is like right there when you're about ready to order. It says BLT our way. That's what they call it.
Oh, fuck. What's their way, dude?
And then in parentheses, it was like provolone, fucking romaine. Like, it had all this shit on it, right?
It had romaine instead of lettuce. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I said romaine. I think I meant to say something else. And I was like, dude, and it's a wrap. It's not a sandwich.
What the fuck, dude?
So I was like, well, I don't want to order that because...
What place was this?
It's just in my building downstairs.
Hey, I've got news for you, building. Your version of a BLT sucks.
Dude, it's horrible. And then I'm like, why do you need to get all fancy with the BLT? Like,
you don't. That's why it's a fucking BLT, not a LGBTQ BLT.
And if it was an LGBTQ, everybody would... probably be like, dude, we really only, you know, I won't go into that. But yeah, so I'm like, well, I can't just deconstruct their BLT since they seem so proud of it.
I forget, what the fuck is the Q on a BLT again?
Queer. No, cucumber.
Cucumber, that's what it was. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you.
So I go up and then they had this crispy chicken sandwich, right?
That sounds good.
Yeah. I love fried chicken. Here's the problem. The reason why chicken scares me is because everybody puts these fucking white sauces on it, and I hate it.
Yeah, no.
So, I'm like, I'm going to do the crispy chicken. So, it had all this shit already prearranged, like menu-wise, what it comes with. So, I said, I'm going to get the crispy chicken sandwich, but I'm just going to have lettuce, onion, ketchup. That's it. No, lettuce, tomato, ketchup in it.
Did they oblige you?
So he goes, no cheese? And I said, no cheese.
Oh, this again.
And I'm like, dude, I am a fucking 30-year-old adult. I just rattled off this order. Like, I am ordering deliberately. It's not like I'm like, does cheese taste good on a sandwich? Like, fuck off, dude. There's a line of 40 people, and he's patronizing me like I'm some 6-year-old that doesn't know what fucking cheese tastes like. And he's like, no cheese, huh? And I'm like, no cheese, dude. Fuck off. So now I'm already pissed. I'm vibrating like a tuning fork. My face is beet red. And then I go, no cheese. And then he goes, all right, cool. And he goes, what do you want for the sauce? And I go, no sauce, just ketchup. And he goes, just ketchup? Dude, and I want to say, what, do you have a fucking hearing problem? But I didn't, because I was a little too Martin Scorsese.
It'd be great if you didn't respond and just pulled out like a post-it and a pen and wrote lettuce, ketchup, whatever the fuck you said, and just handed it to him. And I said, these are the things.
Dude, that's just what I should have done, just but give this to the chef. Still would have questioned it. And I'm just like, I'm ordering this shit because I've pretty much tried everything so far in my adult life that would be commonly used in American cuisine. And I have come to the conclusion that I only want what I tell you I want on a sandwich.
Right.
I know the sandwich comes with cheese. I know it comes with the sauce. The fact that I didn't just say, get me the crispy chicken sandwich, and I actually went out of my way to make amendments to the order, implies that I fucking only want these ingredients on it.
Right. And it's not that you said, don't put this one ingredient. And then because if you do that, then he could be like, oh, did you know that it's supposed to have this and this on it? And you're like, oh, well, fucking put those on. You said, these are the only three ingredients I want. No other ingredients. So why
I used the word just. I said, I'll do the crispy chicken sandwich with just lettuce, tomato, ketchup. Jeez. So that implies, and if you have an IQ above room temperature, you should infer that that's all I want on it. It's not like I said, give me the fries, make sure there's no salt on there. I didn't make some outrageous fucking...
Right.
This guy, man. I could have wrung his neck, I'll tell you.
Oh, unreal, these people, I swear.
It was fucking unreal. Imagine some like starving kid with his rib cage popping out in Ethiopia listening to my fucking sorrows. But it really ground my gears.
I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
Thanks.
Sounds awful.
Forget how I even got on this topic.
Me too.
Oh, because Jeff ordered his thing with no cheese.
Right, he's lactose intolerant.
But the thing is, I'm not even lactose intolerant, and I get probably more violently annoyed than he does when they bring cheese on his food.
Did you know that I almost let Jeff die in a bathroom alone once?
No.
We were at like a realtor conference. Real quick, it's a realtor conference. The conference doesn't need to be in there, but it's not realador. It's realtor. There's no A after the A.
What about real estate agent conference? That sounds better.
Well, they don't have a high standard of ethics. They, but at a realtor conference with Jeff, and we, of course, there's a little buffet with little things like salad and maybe like a little chicken, whatever the fuck. Okay.
Uh huh.
So we're eating, we're chatting, having a good time, and all of a sudden Jeff's like taking a drink of, he's chewing whatever, then takes a drink of water, and then pretty much spits water in my face, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Dude, and then he just gets up and walks away. I was like, well, okay. So I'm like wiping water off my face and just continue eating. And then like ended up like leaving shortly after, and he's just walking around the parking lot. I'm like, bro, what the fuck happened? He's like, yeah, sorry about that. He's like, I have like an esophagus like issue, and food gets stuck like
Jesus
halfway down. He's like, I kind of like basically choke and like can't get it down for like an hour. I'm like, so what the fuck? He's like, yeah, so I like went to the bathroom and it was basically like choking in there.
Jesus.
And I was like, and I just was laughing and sitting and eating my meal. And then I like was kind of telling everyone, and they're like, wait, this happened and you didn't get up and follow him to the bathroom to see
if he's
okay?
Yeah, but you don't know.
Because I guess people choke to death in the bathroom all the time because they're too embarrassed to be like, hey, I'm choking. So then they die. So if Jeff died that day, it would have been my fucking fault, dude.
According to everyone at the realtor.
Right.
Realador, sorry. But, Oh, that's interesting, because I knew he was lactose intolerant, but still ate dairy products.
Right. I don't think this was a dairy product. I just think...
No, that sounds like an esophagus issue.
Esophageal.
He has a soft esophagus.
Or maybe it's just a little narrow.
Could be. I just watched a movie with that... Pain and Glory with Antonio Banderas.
Haven't seen it. Oh, fuck! I was supposed to go to Bulma's today and try to get...
Parasite?
No, not Parasite.
Oh,
I do want to see
time
that.
In Hollywood?
No, I do want to see that too.
Oh, why wouldn't those be in your top two?
Deadfall. Deadpool. Deadfall.
Oh, Deadfall.
Deadfall.
Yeah,
God
yeah,
damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the high fucking yeah guy? There he is.
High fucking yeah!
Yeah, that's from Deadfall.
I was supposed to go. I bet I'll find it for like $4, dude.
Well, if you're going to go there, you might as well get Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
It's so fucking good, man.
That's out, though? That's like on disc?
Yes, I own it on DVD. It's
what great. About, is Parasite out?
It should be, yeah.
Well, I'll fucking get them all, dude. I'll get all three.
Oh, so, dude, what? So I've seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood 6, maybe 7 times.
Seven upon a times?
Yeah. It just gets better and better. It's so good, man. It's great. It's fucking awesome.
Well.
And I need you to see it so that we can talk about the last, like, the climax of the movie because it is so hilariously satisfying.
Well, guess I gotta fucking see it then.
And Parasite's great, too.
I've heard about this.
They're actually all great. It was actually the one good year. You know how you know that the Academy Awards got it right? Was people were talking about, like, all the bean counters in our society that they're the only thing on earth they care about is skin color and gender.
We're
complaining. Whenever those...
Oh, the bean flickers.
Whenever those losers whine, I'm like, oh, all right, this was an honest year of just picking the best.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it was a good year.
I do. I totally do.
It's a great year.
How about... So the Oscars was Ricky Gervais.
That was Golden Globes.
Oh, God damn.
The Oscars didn't have a
list. I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
Oh, Ricky Gervais's Afterlife on Netflix for anyone listening.
Gotta see that.
Very good.
But when Ricky Gervais, it's just so funny to me when he was doing his whole intro.
Oh, that was so satisfying.
His little bit. And it's obviously hilarious and everybody loved it. That isn't, you know, a fucking major Hollywood actor. And you're just watching all the Hollywood actors and actresses try to not smile and laugh because they're like, no, this is terrible. I'm offended.
It was great.
Hey, man, go fuck yourself.
I just love it. That's why it was like porn. It was like a species of porn to me.
Ooh.
Watching him make all these comfortable people just squirm.
Oof.
You know? It was great. But did you hear Joaquin Phoenix's speech?
No, I didn't see or hear about this.
All right, so full disclaimer. Joaquin Phoenix, one of my all-time favorite actors. He's probably permanently in my top 10 of all-time favorites. I think he's fucking great.
Okay,
I've
fantastic.
I've never seen Joaquin be anything short of fucking awesome, right?
Okay, yep.
And I know what he's like, according to interviews, I know what he's like off camera, well, on camera, while off camera, if that makes sense. I've seen interviews, and he was kind of a wacky guy.
Right.
But, dude, his speech was so fucking weird, man.
What was it all about?
So, it's first...
I got hairs that turn blonde in the sun.
I love what kids sit on my lap. You're a dog-faced pony soldier. I was an Iowa caucus. So he goes up, and he's always kind of fucking, like, Asperger's-y. Like, that's just kind of his thing.
Right,
and,
right.
But he starts talking about human injustice, and then which is just such a cliche. Anybody can say that and get... you know, a standing ovation. So it's easy.
Right.
It's an easy, you know, way to get applause.
Easy peasy, as they say.
I'm for no human suffering. Oh, so brave, so brave. This is how dumb the people in the audience are. But anyways, so he starts talking about that, and then he goes, and then he gets into animal rights, and then, which is fine, you know. I'm for animal rights, whatever. Probably going to have steak fajitas within the hour, but you know what I mean. So, and then he goes... And then he goes, the fact that we artificially inseminate cows, steal her milk, slaughter her babies, and goes into like graphic detail, basically about stuff that everybody knows. It's not like he's like letting us know of these atrocities that we've been blind to all our lives. I'm pretty sure I know how the hamburger was delivered to my plate at the 99. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, it got super violent. We should actually get some of those clips for the soundboard.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, and then he just scurried off, dude. He's definitely the guy you avoid at the Oscar party. Like, if you're there, if you're like Leonardo DiCaprio, and you need to take a piss really bad, and you see the line to the bathroom, and like Joaquin would be right next to you, you're like, I'm going to just piss in the bushes.
Right.
You know, he's the guy at the party that you get stuck with that you like,
I don't know
Jesus.
Why I'm blanking on his fucking name, dude. The director of Hateful Eight.
Quentin Tarantino?
That sounds like something he would do.
No, he's very apolitical outwardly.
Really?
Yeah, he's like Elvis, dude. He doesn't say shit about that.
darling, I'm just an entertainer.
Because Brad Pitt, who I like, but he made some...
Of course he did, dude. He's Brad Pitt.
He made some cliche high school equivalency political comment, and you could just tell Quentin was just so uncomfortable with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So,
I mean, I don't have even fucking have cable. So
no, don't watch. Yeah, it's fucking trash.
Do I even know
trash.
What I'm talking about?
And
no.
They had record low ratings. They were like, this is the worst.
That's fantastic. That.
I love it.
That is so satisfying.
It is. Because nobody fucking cares. That's why, like, all these people that jump up and down about the nominees, nobody living their real life actually gives a shit.
No.
You know who gives a shit? Is people like me that just do their fucking easy life and come home and watch whatever I want and eat Papa Gino's on the couch. Like, I'm the one that's concerned about what's nominated.
You found a Papa Gino's that's still open?
Yeah, dude. The one on Hayrule.
Fucking A, dude.
How great is that? The only Papa Gino's to survive the massacre of all the great Papa Gino's massacre. The great,
oh, there's two, because there's the one in
Salem, great
too.
PGM. No, but I'm saying of all of them to survive, the one closest to me,
ugh,
geographically, is still open.
I lost, like, the three closest, so I can't eat. I can, like, never eat Papa Gino's again unless I'm at your house.
Yeah, exactly, dude. It, like, and that's the greatest thing. Like, last week or the week before, I think it was the week before, Karen had to go to Boston. And it was like an event for me. I was like, this is, dude, I'm going to work until 6. Purposely worked late so I could leave work when it was closer to dinner time for me.
Oh, nice, dude.
I'm going to leave because I don't even want to go home and waste time and then go to Papa Gino's later. Like, I want to just, so I worked till 6, fucking got in my car, called in Papa Gino's.
Did you call them like 2 hours ahead of time?
Yeah.
And be like, hey,
no.
I'll be there. And then called them an hour and was like, hey, I'm still coming.
Yes. No, I always make sure to call them.
Start it now, guys.
I always call in at least 50 minutes before I'm going to pick it up.
Because if you don't, they'll say 15 minutes.
I actually called it in on my office desk phone.
Wow.
So, like, I wasn't anywhere close to
literally, like, 55 minutes.
Yeah. So, I'm like, all right. So, I call in. Oh, man. I came home, and I just had a large cheese.
Oh, man.
And they put a more liberal amount of oregano than normal, but it was better than ever.
You know what's weird is anytime I hear oregano, my fucked up brain just goes, oregano, 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 Clementine.
I can see that, I guess.
Right, because I'm a fucking psychopath.
Well, I was going to say you're a realador, but yeah. No, but it was great. I love, there's something about the sauce, dude. It's like Good Burger.
Well, my grandfather used to bring up, so my grandfather would bring me one of two places. He'd be like, let's go to the Burger King and get us Whoppers.
Nice.
And the other place would be like, let's go to Papa Gino's. We'll get, obviously, a fucking pizza. but if we go to Burger King, he gets a Whopper, and he'd be like, now listen, you know old folks, they're like, listen, I want it hot off the grill. I don't want one of those ones that's sitting there. I want a fresh one.
Right.
So then they, you know, they go, order number 16 or whatever, and you go up, and they give you the tray. And he would bring it back to the table, open it up, take the bun off, and touch the patty. And if it was cold, he would wrap it back up and bring it back
up.
I
love that.
He'd be like, I said I wanted it hot off the grill.
I love that because it's really not a tall order.
Right.
Like, it's not like he's like, I want all the green M&Ms out of my bowl.
Right.
Like, it's like, I just want an actual burger that was on a fucking grill or skillet within the last 10 minutes.
Right. But then at Papa Gino's, he would get extra sauce with extra sauce on the side.
Oh, sounds like my man.
And we would always get a rustic pizza well done.
I love it.
And I tell you, a fucking
is
rustic
this dude
pizza.
Still alive?
He's not.
Oh, okay.
But I'll tell you, a rustic pizza well done with sauce on the side is fan fucking tasty.
Oh, it's so good, man. Can you imagine how good, like, the original Papa Gino's must have tasted?
I actually think about this all the time as how good an original McDonald's
I think about that all the time. And, like, the Coca-Cola with the actual syrup. Yeah, dude.
With, like, a paper swirly red and white straw in there?
Yes.
Even though paper straws fucking suck ass?
Paper straws really are awful. I don't care which animals need to go for plastic straws to maintain, but the paper is just not a good substitute. It's not. I'm sorry.
No, it really isn't. It's fucking terrible.
And why the straw? You're going to hand me a plastic fork. That, like, why make me suffer right. with a fucking paper straw?
They got rid of the plastic straws, but I still have a plastic cup with a new this new plastic lid they designed.
Yeah, of course.
It's just fucking plastic everywhere. And all of their shit at Starbucks comes wrapped in goddamn plastic.
Because they don't actually care about making a difference. They just go, oh.
They're doing it for Twitter.
Oh, people will give it. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They're doing it so the five retards on Twitter can fucking stop jumping up and down and getting red in the face.
Whoa, whoa, you're not supposed to say that, dude.
Oh, sorry. Mental retards. Stop jumping up and down and getting red in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I do know what you mean. okay, so listen. Make sure you go on Apple Podcasts, okay? And rate us 5 stars.
What are you, if you hate it, leave a negative review, but at least give us 5 stars.
Right. That's all we're asking. Secondly, go to www.imsosurecast.com and check out the merch.
Yes.
We've got some cool shit. We got like the thing of Tim Jim at the age of like 8 years old smoking a cigarette shirt.
Dude, I'm like 4 and then I'm not 8.
4, whatever. It's 5.
There's
4,
no way I was literal.
3. 4. We'll call it 4. We got the, you know, just the Let Elon Be Elon sweatshirts. People love those goddamn things. Just fucking buy one.
Mm, yeah, dude. People do like those.
They do like them. And a bunch of other shit. Just go
Let
look.
Alone Bellin.
Latell and Bellin.
Latell and Bellin.
Yeah, yeah. And anything else?
I mean, I think I'm done.
Yeah. I just want tacos, like, real bad, so.
Yeah, dude.
Figure we'll just go get some.
Hey, nothing worse than artificially inseminating a cow for nothing.
Nothing worse. Oh, and Canada just banned all dolphin and whale. What the fuck do you call it? When you put things in a zoo?
Aquarium?
No. God damn it. Something about habitat. Captivity!
Captivity.
Good
Wait,
job,
they
Canada.
Banned what?
You cannot have a dolphin or whale in captivity anymore.
Oh, that's good. I'm actually for that.
Yeah, I'm for that too as well. Two as well, I said. What a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
All right.
That black president up there is really doing things.
Well, listen, we appreciate everyone for listening.
What's green?
And we will see you on the next episode.
Okay, no green.
And, I guess that's it.
This is a giant cock.
I'm so sure can.